This is the podcast from Ken Barron at the National Association of Black and White Men Together. The podcast is about questions asked of gay interracial couples. Mainstream gay culture is dominated by cis male stereotypes, and rarely are interracial couples presented as totally normal or even outstanding. Plus, plenty of LGBT folks are anti-homophobia, but sometimes openly or covertly they are racist. They understand sexual discrimination, but not necessarily correct when it comes to race. The National Association of Black and White Men Together is approaching 40 years of fighting against these prejudices. As you know, the 1967 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Loving versus Virginia legalized interracial marriage across the country. So, do we live in a country where LGBT interracial couples aren't just tolerated but accepted? This isn't always how things work. Queer interracial couples can be subject to discrimination. So, does this disconnect make you angry? Or at least frustrated? Have you met up with, for example, maybe well-meaning or even curious folks with questions or comments about your interracial relationship? I just came across a great online article in Pride on these concepts. First statement, how politically correct you are. You know, people don't usually choose their identities, but also choose their relationships in an attempt to prove their political beliefs. I did not choose to prove a point. I remember how difficult dating is, and I cannot imagine that folks would purposely decide to do this to be politically correct. I did it for romance and a relationship. How about the second one? I love mixed babies. Well, first of all, I hate that word mixed. Also, the idea that evokes an exotic fantasy of interracial kids is dehumanizing. No one is dating, so you like their babies? And then there's the third. What did your parents think? I assume this is talking to kids, maybe grown-up kids, hopefully. But at least, this is a tough one. Yes, we are all at some point wanting to please our parents and conform to the cisgender normal. However, unless it comes from legitimate concern, it seems like statements of this kind are just fishing for drama. We hope most parents don't care that their kids are in an interracial relationship any more than they care that their kids are queer. Number four, forbidden. Come on. Interracial LGBT relationships are not scandalous. We have gone beyond the demonization of interrace and queer. It's just a relationship, and I'd be much happier and safer if people just viewed it as that instead of a spectacle. On to number five. Clearly, you think you're too good for your own race. And this is a very toxic comment if you think about it. While I recognize the history of black and white segregation and the need to establish or reinforce black culture, when you fall for someone, you fall for someone. It's not fair to delegitimize a relationship just because it doesn't work with a political or cultural agenda. Number six, isn't it a bit much being in a queer and interracial relationship? Combinations of sexual identity and race are not easy to make work at all. You do not choose to be gay or fall in love, but should you not give up one's own happiness to make random people more comfortable? Of course not. And then there's number seven. Won't it be so hard for your kids? This is the type of scare tactics people often use with biblical references. Kids have a hard enough time to grow up these days to have external forces putting them down for being born to a loving couple. Let's stay educated and to fight for the kids who exist now to make sure they have great lives, no matter who are their parents and no matter what color their skins are. Number 8. Do you know other interracial couples? I do know a large number of interracial couples. This is one of the benefits of joining our organization, NABWMT. But not all queer interracial couples know other similar couples. And then last, number 9. I've always wanted to date a person of color, but I just haven't. Then perhaps you might, and to insert a commercial, listen to more podcasts on the NABWMT. Well, that was the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it. This is Ken Barron, the NABWMT, and that organization has a 39-year reputation of struggling against overt and subtle racism and microaggressions. Thanks for listening. Check us out on more podcasts on nabwmt.org or where you pick up your podcasts on iPhones or perhaps the Android platform. You can also visit us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And again, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon and hear you soon.